Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
There was a time when the disciples came and asked, "Why couldn't we cast?" Do you have that verse?
I do that.
Okay.
Matthew chapter 17, verse 19.
Uh-huh.
Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, "Why could not we cast him out?" Verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove.
Okay.
And nothing shall be impossible unto you."
And nothing shall be
impossible unto you.
This is a very good scenario for us to study as Christians. At what point is it faith? And what point is it prayer and fasting? So let's listen to the answer of Jesus, okay? One more time.
And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you."
Okay, so read the part where the prayer and fasting is mentioned.
Verse 21, "Howbeit, this kind goeth out."
Howbeit. So you shall say unto this mountain, "Remove hence and go to the yonder place." It shall be removed, and nothing shall be
impossible unto you.
Impossible unto you. That's talking about faith, and then it's talking, "Howbeit, this kind goes not but by prayer and fasting." So he's being specific about a certain kind of a demon, a certain kind of a demon. He's saying, "But this kind does not go out without prayer and fasting." So Jesus starts off by saying, "You faithless generation, how long shall I be with you?" Which verse is that?
It's verse 17.
Uh-huh.
"Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you?"
Okay. So Jesus is calling them faithless and perverse, meaning there are stuff that they have allowed into their spirit that has question their authority to cast a demon out. So when the demon comes out, he's saying, whoa, I see stuff that you have done that I have claims over you. So two things he's saying: oh, faithless generation and perverse generation. So he's talking about faith and holiness. Faith and holiness. Demons are afraid of this combination. Very important to see the manner of the Lord wanting to function. It is a combination. I'll try to keep it short, but I still need you to get the understanding and I'll be out of your way. The combination of casting a demon. A combination. Number one, faith. Number one, what?
Faith.
Faith simply can just be, "I know I can cast this out." So say it after me. Let me help your faith. Say, "I know I can cast it out."
I know I can cast it out.
So when you said that, how much percentage of your heart believed it? It varies. Some of you said it because you've been in the church long enough. But when a demon manifests in front of you, at 2 o'clock in the night, you turn on the light and you see something standing in the corner, a shadow. At that time, how much faith do you have? You're quiet now. And then you're scared, you turn on the light, you realize it was just your jacket. I think I was 19 or 20 years old when one time a demon, a principality in my country, I was on a mountain top, sleeping in the night. I woke up at the foot of my bed. A demon manifested. Long hair, you know the scary movies, red eyes, popping red eyes. As probably 19 years old, maybe even before that, maybe 18, because I remember that I had gone for a certain conference. I woke up to this sight, 100% peace in my heart. I just said, "Oh, it is you," and I turned around and went back to sleep.
Wow!
Went to sleep.
Come on.
I told myself, I'm not going to waste my energy on you. Do what you can. This is the grace of God that is on you.
Wow.
But if you grow up glorifying that demon, if you grew up glorifying that demon, it'd be very hard for you to cast it out. Very hard for you to cast it out. So your mind is very powerful. If you think that the demons that you're facing requires a wrestling, automatically demons can pick up what your feeling is, and demons will not leave you because it's waiting for you to wrestle. Remember, according to the proportion of your
faith.
So one of the first things God is saying, you faithless generation, because when you approach the demon, there is a certain faith you need to carry. Demons can read your faith better than you. Do you know dogs can sense fear?
Yes. Yep.
They say the dogs have a sensor. Huh?
Yes.
So imagine the devil, he has more than the sixth sense. He can tell that you are shouting, but you're very afraid. You're telling in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name, blood of Jesus. But he can hear in your voice, you are scared. So he doesn't respond to what you said. He responds to the faith in your heart. So you can say, come out of somebody. But demon is like, no, but I can see that you're not serious. You're not afraid. Second, God is saying, this is a perverse generation. This is a generation that is not washed by the blood of Jesus. It is the blood of Jesus that gives you the courage to cast demons out. It is not your holiness. Because the Bible says, your holiness is like what? Filthy rags. Your best is what? Like filthy rags. God is saying, I'm not moved by it. I'm not shaken by it. So it is not your holiness that is casting demons out. It is your dependency on His righteousness. So when Jesus looked at some of them, He still saw perverseness. I missed you. Did you hear that? When Jesus looked at them, He could still see faithlessness and He could still see perversion. When Jesus sees you today, does He see His blood? Does He see your surrender? Does He see your faith? And He's saying that if with this faith, you can tell this mountain to be uprooted and be thrown to the sea, and it shall be done. And you don't need a lot of faith for it. You need what? A mustard seed. Have you seen a mustard seed? Tiny. I couldn't believe how tiny a mustard seed is. It's tiny. And Jesus is saying, if you have this tiny faith, but it's still compound. Tiny, but sure. Look at your neighbor and say, tiny faith, but sure faith. Surety. I don't have a lot of faith, but the little I have, I'm sure. I don't have faith to raise the dead, but I know I can cast you out. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are some issues I might go to a prophet. I'll need his faith. But for you, you demon, I'm not going to bother him. I have mustard size faith to say, you out of my life. Are you following what I'm saying? When you say mustard faith, it is not the percentage. That mustard faith for that mustard kind of situations, where you are saying, okay, I have enough faith for this situation. But God is saying that in that situation, can you gather at least a mustard size faith? Gather that faith enough to say, I'm ready to handle this. I've grown. I have prayed. I have surrendered. I have the righteousness of Christ. Devil, you are not going to stay in my life.
Amen.
I command you to get out of my life.
Yes. Yes.
And then he goes on to say, how be it, however, but this kind goes by prayer and fasting. I won't go too much into this, but there is something about a faith that we need to understand. It must be plugged into a source. Something about faith. It must be plugged into a source. Your faith must have backup. Your faith must have what?
Backup.
Yeah, we're going to close with this. So pay attention. Your faith cannot be faith in yourself. Your faith is not about I can cast this demon out. That's amazing. But there must be a source to it. And the source is I can do all things because of Christ that strengthens me. So how do you bring Christ into your faith? How do you bring Christ into your faith? Faith without Christ is religion. Faith without Christ is religion. Oh, mama told me that I can do this, so I can. That's religion. Oh, my church said I can do it, so I can do it. That's religion. What makes it powerful is your current connection with the Lord. What makes it
powerful?
What powers your faith? What power? Does religion power your faith? Does religion power your faith? Is your faith a result of your upbringing in the church? Chances are it'll fail you. This is why young people leave the church. Because the church taught them something, but the church didn't teach them personal relationship with the Lord. So this young person went and tried something, but it didn't work for them. So they said, God is not alive. But if the church could have taught this young person that faith is not in what your mama said. Your faith has to be determined by your capacity to plug into a greater source. So simple thing, like faith. What do you mean by that? Let's not overcomplicate it. Let's simplify it. My little daughter, she's sleeping on my chair right there. We like our children growing in the house of God. Yeah. It's better she sleeps here than in the house. But you see, her confidence to sleep on my chair. You don't try that, eh? If you do, somebody else is going to come and say, excuse me. We take you down. We put a mat for you in the kitchen. When you see my children, oh God, that's faith. She is seated in her father's chair. She knows that there is no usher in this whole church that has the power to evacuate her from her father's chair. that chair belongs to her. That is her confidence. That is her assurance. Because it belongs to her father. But you try. Homework. Homework. Because I like you. But the way I like her is different. She has something of me in her. My blood flows through her. Hey, don't be jealous. Yes, that DNA representation. Oh my goodness, my goodness. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she can claim into a location others have no claim over. She can get into places that others will think twice to get it. She walks into our closets like as if she owns the closet. Are you following what I'm saying? She walk into territories that you could never imagine. What has she done to earn it? How much holiness does she need to qualify to have access to me? Because she's now tapping into sonship. So there is a certain level of relationship that Mama has with me, where she doesn't have to now think twice before accessing the bank. She doesn't need to come to me and say, can I access the bank? But if I hear that you accessed my bank, we'll have to report that one.
Yeah.
Why? Because the relationship that we have, the covenant that we have, gave her the grace to access into certain places and make withdrawals that others could not withdraw from. That child of God is prayer and fasting. Hey, so there is a whole lot of people in our generation that will just pray. Say prayers. Use words. Talk to God. And expect God to render heavens and come down. And yet, there are other people that don't ask God for things. They don't ask God for things. They invest into the relationship. They are not saying, Lord, give me this, give me that. No, 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 no. You can come to a place with God. Hey. When you build such a strong relationship with Him. Now, even before you think, even before you think, what you desired has already come to you. You don't need to say in the name of Jesus. No, 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 no. There is a place you can work with God where your desires now, it brings joy. Your prosperity becomes His pleasure. Woo! Now it becomes easy. That's why, how be it this one? This one is by prayer and fasting. This guy, there are certain levels that you can access because of your consistent relationship with the Lord. Consistent relationship. Consistent. God is looking to make a covenant relationship with people in our generation. Rise up to your feet. Rise up, rise up, rise up.
Hello, I am Tini Matthew. We are so glad that you could join us on this broadcast. I believe that the word that you just heard has empowered you and transformed you and revolutionized your mind. Do let us know on our social media platforms on how this word has blessed you. If you would like to watch us live, please sign up on revivenations.tv and we will send you a link where you can watch our services. If you're blessed, would you take a minute and partner with us and help us take this word to the nations? Visit revivenations.org/give. Thank you once again for tuning in. God bless you all and shalom.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.